It's time for Windows Weekly, the moment we've been waiting for 3 years. Windows 8 is here. Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley are in New York City just off a four-hour introduction of the new version of Windows. They've got a Windows Surface RT. They're going to open it and answer all your questions. Windows 8 next on Windows Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Windows Weekly is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Windows Weekly with Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley, episode 284, recorded October 25th, 2012. Unbox that Surface. Windows Weekly is brought to you by the new Squarespace. Squarespace introduces a new content management system, making it faster and easier to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. Plus, more than 50 new features, including mobile responsive designs. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code Windows10. And by Carbonite Online Backup. Automatic, continuous, unlimited backup for your computer files, just $59 a year. Try it free at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Windows, and you'll get 2 bonus months with purchase. It's time for Windows Weekly, and a very, very big day. Not since Windows XP came out, probably, has there been a more important release. Get that box out of my face. And you're making me jealous now. This has been a more important day for Microsoft. Windows 8 ships at midnight tonight, but they had a very big event in New York City. Four-hour presentation from the Microsoft crew. And guess who had to sit through each and every minute of those 4 hours?
I would do it again in a heartbeat, baby.
Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley together at last. Look at that. We didn't even have to do a double box or anything. Thanks to our friends at CNET who provided some space for you and some bandwidth. So you're just
taller
down.
Than I look. Why do you look so tall?
You're just down the road, I guess. I gather.
Because I'm slouching.
Should I? Now, I have, you know, Microsoft, of course, we didn't know this ahead of time. And I wish I had, but they streamed it.
Yeah.
And I watch as much as I could, but, you know, I have a life. I couldn't sit there for 4 hours.
What is that like?
That's my question to you, Paul. What was it like? A long keynote is an hour and a half, 2 hours, 4 hours.
Well, they split it up. It's like when you take the SATs, you know, some of it's in the morning, some of it's in the afternoon.
So they let you pee, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. They had a food break.
Oh, good. But that is a lot. Why so long? Was there that much to talk about?
I mean, I guess there were two presentations, one for Windows 8, one for the Surface. They had – actually, I have to say the most valuable part of today for me anyway, and I didn't do enough of this, was you had a chance to have hands-on time with all of these devices, right? Because in the past, we could see them, but we couldn't touch them. And, of course, there was only a subset of them. And today it was like, you know, a lot of the Windows 8 devices and Windows RT devices we've been hearing about, you know, the Yoga, the Samsung ATIV was there, the Dells, the HPs, Asus, Acer, Toshiba, I think, was in there. I mean, basically everybody, right? Yeah.
So do you want to unbox right now? Let's cut to the chase.
Money shot.
Let's give a little explanation. So the second keynote of today was the Surface keynote. Steven Sinofsky was there, and Panos Panay, who heads up the Surface team, was the one who gave the bulk of the presentation. And he was super energetic. He showed everybody all the features. He showed the magnetic hinge. He showed dropping it from like about shoulder height, didn't he?
Imagine an Apple keynote where they dropped an iPad on the floor from the height of 5 feet. It's inconceivable.
No. And it survived. That's bold.
To survive. It was not damaged in the slightest.
So, you know, one of the gimmicks they had during the Surface keynote was he had a bunch of the Surfaces, Panos Panay did, on the stage, and he was giving them out to people in the audience. Like, he'd say, oh, look, you want to try this feature? And he'd hand it to someone. So at the very beginning, he came down into the audience, and he came right toward me, and he's like, I've got a Surface, and then he gave it to the guy next to me.
He's going right for
it. Oh, nope. No. So that's how you got one, Paul? It was one of a few that they handed out? You were just in the right place at the right time?
No, those they didn't actually give them out for people to keep. They just
they did.
Oh,
they did.
That's cool. I didn't know.
Mary Joe, that's terrible.
I wanted to grab it out of the guy's hands and just run
like
out.
Right for it.
Of course, that's what they wanted. They actually wanted a fist fight down there.
Yeah,
journalists, and that's the headline.
We have a blogger scrum.
Journalists fighting for Surface. They can't. Yeah. You know, that's that. I think I saw that in The Office or something.
So then we got to go afterwards over to where they were handing out some Surfaces to certain favorite journalists like Paul Theriot, and he got to take one with him.
I'm not that favorite. I didn't get it last week. But
hey, you know, I'm getting one tomorrow. You could have gone to the store. I mean, I'm getting one tomorrow.
We're going to the store, Leo.
Tonight we're going to the store.
Oh, okay. So you will have one by tomorrow.
I have to buy one if I want one, but I'm still kind of on the fence.
To be fair, I also have to buy one if I want one because this is a loaner. I'm not keeping this. If I decide I want this thing, I'll pay for it. That's typically what we do anyway. So,
yeah.
It's just a loaner. It's not a gift.
So, Windows 8 shatters perceptions of what a PC really is.
Who said that?
I think Steven Sinofsky.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I know I was out of it.
Okay. Might have been Ballmer. Somebody said that.
That sounds like something they would say.
Sure. Yeah. Agree? Disagree?
Shatters is a strong word, Leo. I redefines perhaps or evolves maybe.
It is a very big change.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't written this yet, but the final part of my Windows 8 review, I think the way I'm heading is it really just kind of makes sense on new hardware, you know, the most sense.
I've been saying that for 6 months. Don't buy a Windows 7 machine and get an upgrade. And look at all the tablets we saw with touch, the laptops with touch.
It works fine on the regular stuff, but even this past weekend, this past week, I was writing articles comparing the old version of Metro apps to the new versions of those same apps. And on my tablet, which is a touchscreen interface, I had the old version. And on my normal Ultrabook, which is not a touch interface, I have the new version. And what I found myself doing was reaching up with my finger to swipe on the non-touch screen. It's kind of disappointing.
Exactly.
When it's not.
I've had that. That's happened to me all the time because in an iPad, I'm just used to touching.
Yeah.
And I think that does happen.
What happened?
No, I was just trying to fix my mic.
Yeah, it's not broken. What I'm doing, because we're getting a little echo from the two of you, is I'm manually switching back and forth.
So we'll try to talk over each other as much as possible.
Yeah, because that's going to make it really hard for me to figure out who's talking at any given. So
we'll try to treat this more like a walkie-talkie type conversation.
Yeah, before you speak, flap your gums a little bit, and I'll know.
I usually do.
I'll know who it is that's speaking. I'm still looking, and I apologize. I played a video, but it was from the Build conference. I'm trying to find the keynote video. Microsoft streamed the whole thing, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful to them for doing that. Thank you. Chatroom is giving me the link.
They are going to stream Monday's Windows Phone event as well.
Fantastic. Are there any points that you would like to... this is interesting. This is just a stream that's been running since early this morning. They say, if you want to watch the launch, rewind back to the hour 17 mark.
That's great.
Apparently, they just left it going.
Sun running. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's like C-SPAN.
Yeah.
Any points to bring up? One thing to bring up is, and this didn't get a lot of play, I didn't think, in the launch. I thought it could have got more play. Was they added, I think, somewhere between 500 and 1,000 apps to the Windows Store since yesterday.
Yeah. That's a lot. And we knew they would do that, right?
Right. I mean, we knew there were going to be a lot. What's not in the store, there is no Facebook app. Which a lot of people are very surprised about. And Bloomberg had an interesting story today saying there is not going to be a Facebook app coming from Facebook or from Microsoft. So that's interesting. Instead, they're going to have you use the People Hub and connect through Facebook there.
Is that true on RT as well as Windows 8?
Right. Yeah. So some third party could take the Facebook APIs and develop a Facebook app.
Well, I don't really see the need for it.
I mean, if you go to the Facebook website in Metro version of IE, you could pin that to your start screen. It works fine. You know, it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, for a long time on iOS, that's all it was a you know, an app that looked like an app, but really was just.
Well,
a web page.
I guess the theory is somebody, and now Microsoft maintains it, but somebody made a Facebook app for Windows Phone, and I think when you're out in the go and you're doing things that integrate with stuff on the phone, you kind of need that. But as far as accessing Facebook on a Windows RT or a Windows 8 device, seems like the normal way you would do it on a PC works fine, right? And you do that on the web, so
Right. Yeah,
it works.
It's not the end of the world, frankly.
Yeah, it's not. But, you know, there was today the New York Times app was new. I think the final version of the Kindle app for Windows 8 was new. There was a new version of Epicurious yesterday. And I think there's new Wikipedia, Urban Spoon. So they have a number of big name apps now.
They demoed, in fact, Wikipedia and Urban Spoon on stage. So and I guess we're going to have to create a convention here about when we talk about apps, because there's three kinds of apps. There's Windows Phone 8, there's Windows RT, and there's Windows 8 Pro. How do you want to handle that?
Well, so I call Metro apps for Windows 8 and RT apps. I just call them apps.
Apps.
I would call the Windows Phone apps phone apps, and I call desktop apps applications.
Okay, so that'll be our convention apps going forward.
That's how I do it. I think it's important to differentiate.
Well, it is somewhat, certainly among this audience, because they're not all the same. And I think that's one of the issues I think some people are going to have, is that Microsoft isn't making a strong distinction between the three different OSs. And some people may be a little surprised to find that their apps don't run across the board. I guess that it was clear as I'm watching the presentation. By the way, we're soundlessly watching Stephen Sinofsky take the stage.
Which is the best way to do it.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting pretty much everything right here, right now. They were fairly clear about, Windows RT. And I think the big selling point for Windows RT coming out of the box is that it's going to have a full office on it, right?
So, except that, you know, when you sort of drone on about Windows RT and how excellent it is, and then right in the middle of it, you sort of casually mention, oh, by the way, it doesn't run Windows 7 desktop applications. And then you keep talking. You know, yes, you've mentioned the key issue with the system, but you haven't really emphasized it enough, I think.
Okay.
And the reason I think that is because of the 1,000 plus emails I've gotten about this topic.
I think consumers are somewhat confused. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, they very clearly are.
Not anybody who listens to this show, because, you know, you're devotees, you know. But
I'm not even sure that's true. But
really?
Yeah, by and large, hopefully that is true. But
really?
Based on the email I get, a lot of people don't understand what's going on. I was telling Mary Jo earlier, you know, I literally get email from people that say, listen, I've read everything you wrote about Windows RT. Thank you for straightening this mess out. I'm so glad I finally know what's going on. But seriously, I'm going to be able to install Outlook on Windows RT, right? Seriously.
No.
You know, it's amazing that people don't still get it.
Okay. Well, they get it now.
Yeah.
I don't have show notes. So I don't know really where to go.
We have no show notes, so let's go right to the money.
Money shot. Okay. Stephen Sinofsky. No, you're not talking Stephen Sinofsky.
Oh, not that money shot.
You're talking about this. This is what Paul got as a special member of the press. Paul is the John Gruber of the Windows press.
Okay, please don't ever say that.
John Gruber got a Surface.
Of course.
What?
I don't know.
No. Yeah, was Gruber there?
No,
but, so what happened earlier, it was last Monday, that Microsoft brought like 20 journalists to Redmond, and they gave them Surfaces to take home, and their reviews hit earlier this week.
Yes, I saw those, quite a few, and they were a lot more generous than Apple is, frankly.
Yeah, a lot of them were Apple bloggers or people who typically are very favorable to Apple, like David Pogue got one.
Yep.
So, you know, it was interesting that...
Point the camera at the box, Paul, if you're going to do this.
Turn.
Yeah. It was interesting because of the wide variety of people who got RTs. And I have to say, I was impressed by the positive reviews. Nobody was 100% uniformly positive, but generally people liked RT.
Yeah, I think the consensus, and it is certainly borne out when you see it, is that the hardware is beautiful. It's sort of Apple-esque in its quality. Mm-hmm. It's clearly very nice hardware.
And we can see this from the unboxing, by the way, people who are listening. It is beautifully displayed in the box. It's a bigger box than Apple would send out for an iPad.
Well, no. But this is not
the press box. Okay.
So this is I should explain. This box is a special package that includes the Surface itself, plus a bunch of accessories, plus all of the covers.
Well, that is that a retail package, or is that something just for the press?
No. This is something they're giving out to the press, so we can test everything.
Okay.
So I think the retail package is going to look like just this box. And so
that's very Apple-y. It's the size of the Surface itself.
So it slides out.
Ooh, look, it's coming out the side. Watch out, Mary Jo. Out of the way, Mary Jo. I need to. It's like it's the trombone of computer boxes.
It might be. Well, the thing is, so there's a power supply that's separate. So this would have to be in a box with this thing.
Right.
So maybe those two things come together. And I think this would be what you buy. So if you get a Surface RT with a touch cover, this is what you're going to get.
We'll do an unboxing of the retail package tomorrow when it comes.
Yeah. And we'll open this up, obviously. But inside this box is also the adapters to get this thing out to in this case, a VGA screen. And then there's also the HD adapter for HDMI.
Now, are those sold separately?
Yes.
Okay.
And then it has the covers. And so there are why don't you hold those, if you don't mind.
So there's two kinds of covers.
There's many more.
Many colors, but two kinds, right? There's the touch.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yep. You're right.
What do they call them? The touch and the type.
Four touch covers, those are the colorful ones. And then there's one type cover, which is the slightly thicker keyboardy type cover.
Right.
And so the touch covers are thin, or they're super thin, right? And they're basically a flat, they're probably slightly better than typing on a keyboard, like a glass keyboard, a screen. And then this one, the type cover, has actual physical action on the keys.
Right.
And so it's closer to being like a laptop.
Touch Wigan in the chat room is saying touch is a 3 millimeter thick.
Yeah, it's still very thin.
Yeah,
but there's some feedback.
Right.
As you
type.
Okay.
I think somebody did say that the touch covers are made out of Polar Tech or something very much like Polar Tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll open one of these up because we have to clip them on because of course that's the key. That's the key to the experience. So let's open the sucker up. And so this package, which I do take to be retail packaging, also has in the back a touch cover. Actually, so we just use that one. When you grab that sucker out of there, and then let's see how this opens. Oh, it's sealed shut from my antagonism.
Are you a little excited? Come on.
I've done this enough not to be excited, but yes, I'm really excited.
I'm excited.
All right, and then. Oh, okay. Actually, so this is the whole thing. So there
it does come with a power supply. So that's the whole package. All right. You open it up, and one of the things that they talked about in the Steve Jobs biography is how the first initial presentation of the product, and they're presenting
it's like welcoming it into the world.
Yeah, not covering it up with something, but there it is. You open up the box, and there it is.
It's nice, and this has got kind of a nice. What do you call this? Like it's nice.
It opens like a book. It's got a kind of flap cover.
It's got that little flap where you can pull the device out. Right,
again, very nice. I love that. Yeah,
and it's just like an iPad widescreen though.
Yeah, I mean that's noticeable difference. We're used to the 4:3 aspect ratio of the iPad, and it's clearly 16:9.
Yeah, there's a tiny bit of documentation in the back, and that's it. I mean, that's the whole thing. So it's in the box is the device and the power supply. And
is the power supply like a brick? Is it more like a PC power supply? It's not.
Yeah,
is it USB?
Exactly. So no, it's a proprietary magnetic connector. This is significantly bigger. Well, bigger than the Apple type connector, right? But it's also got kind of a nice industrial kind of quality. I don't know how well you can see this. Maybe I should.
It does look like the Apple MagSafe, though. It has that same kind of
thing. This is
the dots.
I would say
it's a wall wart.
A little bigger than a iPad one, and bigger and smaller than one you would get with a MacBook.
So this does not charge with USB. It's a proprietary MagSafe style connector.
Yeah, the RT version of this has a smaller power supply than the one that comes with the Pro. I don't remember the 35-watt versus 43, yeah, maybe something.
Because this
like
is an ARM processor versus an Intel.
All right, so let's see.
Now he's taking the plastic off of the tablet.
And so, oops, that's upside down. And I don't know. Let's see, how do we do this? We got to get the clacking sound, which I'm so proud of.
This is the magnesium back, and the kickstand comes out. And
I'm not
can't
I'm
hear
not
a thing.
It. No, I can't hear
it. Oh, it sounded good. That was good. I heard it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a snick.
Why is it so light? All right, let's see. There we go.
Houston, we're going to dock.
Do it together. Ooh, it snicked.
Do it again.
It's nice.
So that's the touch keyboard docking.
No, I'm going to let go of it.
And we've now done exactly the same thing that Microsoft did on purpose.
Right.
By accident. We've dropped the...
Shouldn't do that.
It didn't crack. Well, you have to do it carefully. No, it's holding it. She's shaking the... I don't know if that's really something people are going to do a lot of, but...
Well, no, but it's more like
the bobble hand thing where you do it by mistake.
Right.
And then it doesn't fall, and you're like, thank God. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's Gorilla Glass, Paul?
You know, I don't know that they said. I would imagine it must be. It's got to be.
Everything
I can't
is
imagine
now. Yeah.
It would make something without Gorilla Glass today. But sleep. Okay, so how do we turn the sucker on? We don't even know.
Is there what? So what are the buttons and connectors around the edges? Why don't you describe
that? So this must be the power. That's volume. So over on this side is volume and headphone.
Little rocker. Okay. So
not see. Because it's an RT device, an ARM device, it's USB 2. It's got the proprietary power connector. And then the little... it's sort of like a proprietary connector that goes out to either VGA or HDMI, depending on which adapter you had. And that's it. I mean,
so important to note, does not charge through those USB connector. It only charges through the special proprietary connector. They're telling me in the chat room that it is Gorilla Glass 2, that they did say that.
Let's see if it's coming on. Here we go.
Kickstand. And it comes, this is nice. I always like it when a device comes at least with some charge so I can turn it on.
Exactly. That's not the problem it used to be, right? I mean, it seems like most devices you buy these days do have something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll see what this first boot experience is.
Is there a physical orientation lock?
Actually, no. And that's interesting. No, some devices do have that. You know, the Samsung tablet that I have has a physical orientation device. Yeah, so this thing, it's funny.
Still
like,
booting, right?
Yeah, it's doing the first. All right, so now we're doing the first.
First boot's going to be slower than subsequent boots, I presume.
So it's asking for just, you know, choose your language, accept the licensing terms, and then it goes to the standard Windows 8 style out of box experience.
But, and it so it looks very much like a Windows 8 desktop login. You're personalizing it. You use your. Do you now? I know that this changed a little bit with the release version that you don't log in with your Outlook or Hotmail account, right?
You can. Right now, it's funny. I'm typing on this thing.
Or live account, whatever the hell they call it now.
Let's see if it lets me do it. Whoops.
The advantage, of course, of using an existing live account is that we'll then get all your logins and mail and everything.
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm connected to the internet or not. I tried to connect to the CBS wireless here. We'll see.
Ah, of course.
Yeah.
There's no password.
I don't know. So the problem is because it's during... You know, pre-boot. No. So I'll just do it. I'll make a local account. That's fine. It doesn't matter.
Now, one of the reasons it was a four-hour keynote is they read the EULA, and I'm going to ask Paul to do that now, if you would. Before we go any further, I want you to out loud read the EULA.
Now, we knew about this little animation. This is going to take a while, actually. If you've installed Windows 8, you know there's kind of a hokey little thing that occurs here. It's a video, and they'll show you, because it's a touch machine, you know, how you activate the Edge UI.
So it's a little training for you.
A little bit. But I thought there was more. He suggested today that everyone who bought this was going to get a little how-to thing. And I took that to mean an app that you could access from a tile. So we'll see if that's in there. I don't know. And this will take a little while. But you need to play with this. This is actually, even this low-end touch cover, if anyone who's used an iPad, this works really well. And then it's got an integrated trackpad. And
that's nice.
It works.
That's actually great.
It's actually fairly natural, I have to say.
I'm going to let you boot up, and we're going to take a break. Paul Thurrott, Mary Jo Foley, they're live from New York City, just having completed a four-hour marathon introduction of Windows 8 RT, Windows 8 Pro for the desktop. And, yes, they even held up a couple of Windows 8 phones. or Windows Phone 8. Yeah. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Windows Phone 8 today.
And, of course, there's another event in San Francisco on Monday, which we'll also cover. We'll be back in just a second while you're booting. Let's boot.
Let's boot.
You're still booting, right?
Well, it's the first time.
It's the first time. This is not the normal time.
It's going to do a color cycle.
But I was impressed. There you go. He's there.
It's actually much quicker than Windows 8. So let's see if this...
How much... is that a... they come in 16, 32?
No, this one is 32 or 64.
That's right. No 16. 32 or 64.
The old version will be 64 or 128. I might not be able to get online with this, but that's...
I'll let you fiddle with it. We're going to take a break.
Your thing.
Paul Thurrott, Mary Jo Foley, New York City, the launch of Windows 8, a very exciting day. And a really big bet by Microsoft on not merely the next version of Windows, but a completely reimagined Windows that includes touch, includes tablets, includes phones, all in the same family. Our show today brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. The new Squarespace just launched recently, Squarespace 6. I don't know if you've played with it at all. If you haven't, I'm going to tell you how you can do that absolutely free right now. Go to squarespace.com. Squarespace is a really good choice for anybody who wants to do a website, whether it's a blog, maybe you've got a business you want to introduce people to, a wedding, a baby on the way, or if you're a photographer, a filmmaker, a writer, a painter, an animator, a fashion designer, an architect, anyone that needs an online portfolio, Squarespace is exceptionally good for that. Squarespace is hosting and the software. They go together. And that's what I really like about Squarespace. They've just introduced a new iOS app, by the way, called Note, that works with Squarespace. I love these guys. They're just doing some great stuff. Really great stuff. One of the things that's fantastic about Squarespace is its new responsive designs. This was a big part of Squarespace 6 in the new launch. The idea that a site should look good on any screen, whether it's a Windows RT tablet, Windows 8 phone, one of those Dell XPS 1 big 27-inch screens. And Squarespace does that automatically, not with separate mobile sites, but one site fits all. They do that by sizing the images when you upload an image to 7 different thumbnails. They do that by responsive design in terms of the templates and the flow. So you don't have to know what you're doing. You just can set up a site that looks great to you, and it will automatically reflow to fit the right screen. The galleries are so gorgeous. Cutting-edge creative tools let you do just what you want with your galleries. That's why it's so good for portfolio. Great for blogging, too. You can blog through their online web interface, but they also have apps that make it so easy to create a blog, to moderate your content, even to check your stats. And you can import seamlessly from all the APIs, Blogger, WordPress, Tumblr, TypePad. So you just bring in that stuff. I am a big fan of Squarespace. Now, here's the beauty part. You don't need a credit card to try. You don't need anything. You just need to go to squarespace.com, click the Get Started button, and you've got 2 weeks to use it. Import your data, play with it, play with the design, change templates every day, every hour if you want. If you decide to buy, that's when we come in, because we've got a special deal for you. And by the way, Squarespace is very affordable. Very affordable. $8 the standard plan, $8 a month. The unlimited plan, $16 a month when you buy an annual plan. And that includes, it is unlimited. Unlimited pages, galleries, and blogs. Unlimited bandwidth. Unlimited storage. Unlimited contributors. You can make the ultimate pro website. You can do TechCrunch on this thing. It's just fantastic. Please give it a try. If you decide to buy, make sure you use our offer code. This month it's Windows 10, and you get 10% off your first purchase. That's why you should get the annual plan. Well, there's another reason, because they'll give you free domain registration, and they'll do all the infrastructure hookup because they like you. 50 new and improved features, great for online portfolios, 10% off when you use the offer code Windows10. Try it free right now, squarespace.com. All right, Paul Thurrott, Mary Jo Foley, they're playing with their Surface. What do you got there?
So this time,
yes,
we have the...
that's a laptop.
This is the type cover.
That fooled me.
Yeah. So I wonder... If you can tell, if you can see that, but that's the
it's thicker
cover on top.
Not much thicker.
Yes, it is thicker.
Yeah.
It's not thick, but it is thicker.
Yeah.
Is that seeable or whatever?
Yeah, but you know, you fooled me because I looked at it. I thought, oh, now he's showing the convertible laptops or something. That's really nice.
That's more of a laptop.
That's the one I ordered. So what do you think? I mean, a touch or type? What do you?
I have to say, actually, the touch one's not too bad, right? But the type is better if you really need to type.
If you're doing a lot of typing.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, it's.
Do the keys move at all? What is it like? A PC Junior?
No. It's. There are lots of laptops that are like this. I don't know how well you can see it, but it's got.
It's an actual keyboard.
You know? They bounce up and down like.
They're switches.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Very thin switches.
Oh, that's neat.
That one upside down.
It's interesting though when you close this. It doesn't stay shut.
That one doesn't stay shut. Does this one stay shut?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good. Hey, Paul, pull your mic down. You moved it up to get it out of your...
Sorry about that.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. Say that again. The type cover...
So when you do this, it stays.
But does it?
Yeah, look.
It does. So that adheres. What is it?
Like is it magnetic? But the type... That's the touch cover.
Maybe it doesn't. Does it?
Oh, does it?
Yeah. Maybe it's suction.
It sucks something, Leo. No, so it doesn't. It doesn't, but it seems to stay on better for some reason.
Well, I think it's a flat surface, so it is suction. It's right. Surface tension. It's,
no, there's no magnet here. It's conceivable. Yeah. So you could. Okay, it's more noticeable on that, though. In fact, I sort of assumed that this was doing. It felt like it was, but...
But it doesn't... Does the type one, the one with the keys, does it feel loose in any way, or does it...
No. No, this thing is on there.
Okay.
No, I guess it's more just of a, you know, depending on how you were holding it, I suppose, as you're walking down the street, it's possible this thing could flap down.
Okay.
You know, but I guess once you got used to how it was, you would just naturally hold it,
right?
You know, with your hand over that bit of it, I guess.
So...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So this is the Surface RT. Start price $499 for the Wi-Fi 32 gig. That includes the touch cover. Type cover is $129.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can actually save some money by getting it without the touch cover and getting the type cover. I think that's what I ended up doing.
Yeah, I think...
With the
it was confusing.
Black type cover, some with the black touch cover, right?
It was confusing to me on the store. I thought I had ordered a touch cover and I hadn't. So, in fact, actually, they fixed that. I noticed that. I ordered it.
The lowest end one doesn't have any type cover with it, right?
Right. The $499 does not. Okay.
So you can choose at that point. I think anyone who gets this needs a cover of some kind, either one of these. And I think that this is the kind of nice differentiator on the Surface compared to the iPad, where this is a... Obviously, you can get a keyboard for the iPad, and there are many keyboards available, but this is a PC, so this is a very natural thing, and it works with all of the multi... You can multitask with the keyboard just like you can on a PC and so forth. It makes sense.
There's an odd thing going on in the Microsoft Store right now. I'm checking. It's 32 gigs without a cover for $499.
Yep.
32 gigs with the black touch cover, $599.
Yep.
64 gigs with the black touch cover, $699. If you want color, then you should buy the one without a cover and then add a $120 cover, so it'll cost a little bit more. And if you want the type cover, that's $129 more. So with the type cover, it's $629 or $628.
This thing must have a micro SD slot somewhere, and I haven't seen it.
It's supposed to have an SD slot, right?
No, it does. They gave us.
Maybe it's hidden.
Card. It must be.
Oh, it's under the stand.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what A340-600 says. One of my favorite Airbus designs.
I don't see it.
No.
Oh, is that the little thing right there?
Is that?
Yeah, look how teeny it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Under the stand.
Never going to be able to see it on the camera, but it's.
Yeah.
There. It's good to know.
I don't know how the chat room knows that it's under the cover near the hinge by the stand. But
they showed it today.
Ah, okay.
I think because it was such a question. Because they
How does it handle the SD? If I put a 32 gig SD in there, does it act like a 64 gig RT?
So this comes with a card. that we can put in there.
Oh.
Oh, I'll get that later. Let's see what it does.
See what happens. I mean, is it a second drive, or does it just look like
it's going to be a second drive? It's not going to be an integrated drive.
Okay, but it's storage.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I've done this on other tablets, other Windows 8 tablets. So it says choose what to happen with removable drive, and we can just open File Explorer. And then, it just shows up as a second drive. In fact, I'll let's see. Eventually, as it pops around.
Come on. The other anomaly that's going on in the Microsoft Store is if you order the 32 gig without a keyboard cover, you'll get it in 3 weeks. If you decide to opt for the cover, you'll get it in 1 to 2 weeks. It's pretty clear that that's the same RT tablet. So what they're really doing is saying, if you order a cover, we're going to get it to you faster.
What are you suggesting, Leo?
Well, it's just I don't think they're not out of stock. They just are manipulating it a little bit to encourage you to buy a cover. But you would recommend that you buy a cover anyway, right?
I cannot imagine anyone wanting this without a cover of some kind.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes it different
and something other than all the other Windows RT tablets out there, which all look pretty much alike. I mean, this is the differentiator is the cover,
right.
I think. The keyboards and the covers.
I'll throw photos later. I took pictures of most of the tablet-type devices, and, man, not only are the internals of those devices almost identical, basically identical, but they all look the same. They do, right? I mean, the tablets.
People are pointing out it's probably not a money grab by Microsoft. They just have different boxed SKUs, and apparently lots of people decided to order the coverless version, and so it's...
I liked your theory better, though. you mean Microsoft, that non-charity is trying to
make... Hey, if it were Apple, it would sure be true. So, all right, so let's play with it. Come on, guys. I want to see some... let's see some action. A-C-T-I-O-N.
I'm already bored by this thing, Leo.
Oh, all right. Moving on.
Oh, well, right.
Okay, yeah, because they didn't tell us the screen resolution. So what is it?
Well, no, it's 1366 by 768.
Okay.
What they're trying to do, though, is draw this distinction between this and other displays by saying that this thing is a, what do they call it, a retina, not a retina. What's the term? Thank you, ClearType. So, retina, yeah, you wish. So, actually, I have to say it's beautiful, isn't it? I mean, it has this weird... attempts to rotate on me for some reason a lot, but if you look at this, it's not going to come out on this webcam, but
yeah, it looks good.
It's very clear. The tiles look very clear. The text is crystal clear. It is nice. I have no doubt that this is not as nice as a Retina display, right? With a very high resolution, high pixel density screen. But for a 1366 by 768 screen, I mean, this is, I don't know what the hell it's doing.
It's just kind of adjusting by itself. Yeah.
I think it's because I'm holding it in the air, but it keeps trying to rotate. You know, when you look at the text of things, you don't see little.
If you know how ClearType works,
it's got that sub-pixel rendering kind of thing going on. Yeah. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it says Windows RT build 9200 in the corner. That's a little strange.
That is.
So maybe people should ask, maybe what we should do is have a Q&A.
Right. What do people want to know?
Could ask it,
well, first of all, one of the things they want to know is, Mary Jo, does this revise your opinion of this?
Yeah.
So I didn't really have a bad opinion of this. I just didn't have an opinion because I hadn't gone to the original Surface debut back in June, and I hadn't been allowed to touch or see a device till today. So I think this looks interesting for sure. I'd like to take some time and try typing on it. But the good thing is, if I do decide to buy one tonight when I go to the Microsoft Store, there's a 30-day return policy.
Ah, that's good news.
So it's the number one feature of the Surface, Leo.
You can get rid of it in 30 days. Somebody's saying that until you activate it, you'll see the build number.
Okay.
I don't know if that sounds...
I thought I had gotten online, but... Everything I'm seeing here is suggesting I'm not actually online.
What activation is required? Is Windows Genuine Advantage on this thing? No, of course not. You can't install anything else. You can't steal the OS.
Windows activation is on this thing, Leo.
Why?
In fact, it looks just like it does. So the way that Windows 8 works, and I assume this is identical, is that if you have to enter a product key during setup.
You do?
You do. Not during this one. Not on RT. On Windows 8.
Oh, that makes sense. But certainly not on the tablet.
No, but the difference is between this and Windows 7 is, in Windows 7, you had the option not to enter a product key, and you could specify whether you wanted it to activate automatically. In Windows 8, you have no choice, and it will do it automatically over time. I think the reason this hasn't activated is because I'm not online. I think
that's what's
happening. So I can click an activate button. It's not going
to
work.
But you don't have to enter a serial number or anything. Just when it gets online, it'll activate.
As they say.
Now, can you show us the desktop? That's the number two question everybody wants. Yeah.
On the desktop right now because I'm trying to...
The desktop is only available to Microsoft on Windows RT, and right now it's just Office, right?
And Explorer.
Well, and everything.
And IE.
And some utilities are in there, like Notepad.
It is.
That looks just like a Windows desktop.
Hold on, let me get Mary Jo's workstation.
I need to see Notepad.
That's what you write. She writes her columns with, folks.
There it is. Yay!
There's the moment we've all been waiting for. Mary Jo discovers Notepad on Windows RT. She can now use it. How about Minesweeper?
Minesweeper is not in Windows 8. So there's a Metro app.
Right.
But WordPad is in here. Paint.
Wow. I mean, so the Windows heritage is absolutely there.
It is Windows.
It's Windows.
I'm gonna get this thing connected.
Somebody wants to know, how about typing in your lap? That was one of the concerns some people had with this floppy keyboard, is that it really, unlike a laptop, isn't going to be easy to type in your lap. So Mary Jo is now putting it in her lap.
Right. So I've got the...
Mary Jo, you drop my tablet again, I swear to God.
I can't get the kickstand thing.
It's on one side. There's a lip. Is that it? There's a lip on one side.
I know.
Now, there is an on-screen glass typing keyboard, right? So you could always do it that way.
It works like an iPad if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
If you can balance it in your lap and have the kickstand open, right?
Yep.
Is there any solitaire game on there at all?
Solitaire is available in the store for free.
All right. Actually, a tablet would be a good solitaire device, come to think of it.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they have Mahjong and Solitaire and Minesweeper and some other stuff.
Now, Free Jack wants to know if there's a command prompt, but I think I can answer that.
Yeah.
There is?
Type Win key plus X.
You're kidding me.
Nope, command prompt. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, it's there.
Including an admin prompt.
Yep.
People, seem to misunderstand the fact that this...
It really is Windows.
Yeah, it's Windows.
Yeah, you've got Device Manager, right, there. Command Prompt.
Wow.
Task Manager, Control Panel.
Oh, I'm excited. Explorer. This is cool. Yeah. It's just you can't sideload from it. You have to buy from the App Store, and the apps have to be designed for ARM, for RT.
Right.
There's no regedit.
Actually,
there is.
There is.
iSimX wants to know. There is. Command X, C, regedit, and it will.
I'm dying to get this thing online. It's killing me that I can't be online with this.
Wow. You should be able to get on the guest.
They use it on my phone. I'll just do it.
Okay.
MS config.
Actually, I'm going to look for that one. Hold on one second.
Yeah. Okay, but we're going to let you get it. We're going to let you get it online before I pepper you with questions here. There's a lot of interest in the chat room, though. They're very, very curious about all of this.
Regedit?
Right? You think there'll be a jailbreak?
Yeah, actually, I do.
At some point, yeah.
So regedit is accounted for.
Yep.
Wow.
And what's the other one, MS?
I'm sure there's no MS config. They were joking.
It's msconfig.
Sys? INF?
Yeah, what is it? Oh, no, it's just there.
Is there dxdiag? There's no DirectX on there, though, right?
Hold on. Yes. Oh, I bet there is, Leo.
How about PowerShell? Can we put PowerShell on there? And
PowerShell is on here.
Oh, my
God. DX Diag is here.
For business, you had to have PowerShell, huh?
And PowerShell is here.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
We're playing with the Windows Surface RT, the newest tablet from Microsoft running Windows RT, which is a tabletized version of Windows, apparently pretty much a full Windows. That's
the one thing I've heard from people, though, is that the performance isn't great.
Now, yes, so that was a number of the reviewers said it was sluggish. What's your reaction?
My experience when I had a brief hands-on with a different tablet was that that was not the case. And I have to say, using this here so far, I mean, this is not a good test, but I've not noticed any sluggishness or lag or anything.
Good.
Yeah.
People were saying with video, they were noticing lag.
That'll be, so I'm going to log into my account.
Yeah.
What this will let me do.
Oh, you got online. Excellent. Yeah.
So using my phone. So this might be a little cheap because the video, the only video I could play would be an online video, and it's not clear that whatever performance I'm having is because I'm going through the phone. But let's do it.
How's the magnesium? How does the magnesium case feel? Is it noticeably different, or is it just a metal case?
Compared to like an iPad?
Yeah, I mean they made a big deal about that, right?
It's got a slightly sharper edge to it, perhaps. I'm going to see if I can play a trailer for a movie.
People are asking. We're going to get our my RT will come tomorrow. I got the 32 gig with the type keyboard. It comes tomorrow, and I will do an unboxing if it comes at a time when we can.
So I'm streaming a trailer over my phone's 4G connection. It looks great to me.
Silverlight is not on there, right?
What is not?
Silverlight.
Right. Actually, so someone needs to tell us the name of a website that requires Silverlight so we can go look at that.
I could tell you one. The Microsoft Press Kit website where they're showing the keynote is in Silverlight.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious and excellent. So let's do that.
Microsoft.com/presskits.
Press pass, right? Press kits.
I think it's press kits. That's where I am right now. And it's a webcast, Windows 8 and Microsoft Surface launch events. Netflix is Silverlight, of course, but I don't know. There may be a Netflix app. I'm sure there is.
Netflix is a good...
Is that still there?
Well, there's a Netflix. Yeah. So it says, please install Silverlight to view this content or click here to view in Windows Media Player, neither of which is an option in Windows RT. So when I click on install Silverlight, it's it's funny. It lets you kind of go through the process like it's going to do it. So it's downloading. It's running a security scan. Got to be safe. This app can't run on your PC.
Okay.
That's hilarious. Actually, let me show you. This is the screen you're going to see.
All right. There you go.
See that?
Yeah. It thinks it's a PC.
Yeah, so.
And really, says, I mean, in desktop, it looks just like Windows.
It is literally Windows.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I guess the other one would be Flash, whether that's. You know that you can. Okay.
You can.
Okay.
Yeah, so Flash, the whitelisted Flash sites that are approved in IE10 are also going to work on Windows RT.
Well, that's interesting.
Yep.
That's good to know, yeah. Actually, I can't
Which
do that.
Doesn't make
the Silverlight crowd too happy, but...
It is a little odd. Okay, yeah. This is blocked. So that's interesting. Viacom is not letting me watch a video. Oh, well, maybe that's not...
That's just not Viacom. I don't...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, they don't like you.
I assumed it was a blocker here, but it's not. Yeah, so you go to YouTube.com, and yeah, it's just it's going to work.
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
What else we got, Leo?
More questions from the chat room. By the way, is Twit whitelisted? Yes, I think it is. Does live.twit.tv, what works on there? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah. So, what comes pre-installed? Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote only are the Office apps that come pre-installed.
OneNote would be great on this. Does it do handwriting or ink? I guess.
Right. So,
capacitive pen. Right?
Capacitive pen only on this one.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come with that. You'd have to buy that.
It does not come with a pen. Yeah. Apparently, I don't know if this is a fact or just how it's suggested on their site, but. Either Microsoft or just they're going to sell third-party pens are going to be available at some point, apparently. So what's happening there? So we got your – does that indicate something?
There should be a Watch Live link.
There's an X.
Yeah,
we clicked on Watch Live, and it's not doing anything.
It's just black.
It's HTML5, so that should actually play.
Should work, right?
Leo, why can't you just be standards compliant?
Watch Live. Come on. Let's Watch Live. No,
it does lack Media Center, and it does lack Silverlight, and it does have Flash, but only in whitelisted Internet Explorer whitelisted sites.
Not doing anything.
All right. Well, I'll try tomorrow. We'll see.
It's like having built-in parental controls.
Yeah. Yeah. But it does come with Notepad, and we're happy about that.
Right. We're happy about that.
Very happy.
Very, very happy.
So we should, wanted to say anything more about the music app. Xbox Music is there, right?
Yeah, free streaming.
Yeah.
Although
free
streaming,
yeah. Right.
Is that free streaming for a limited time? What is the limitation on that?
Yeah, 6 months.
I don't think. Is, oh, yeah. 6 months. And then we don't know what they're going to do after that.
Actually, yeah, we do. It was 10 hours a month for free after that.
All right.
Beyond that, if, you know, you can buy an Xbox Music.
Somebody wants to know if you can run the Windows experience. Oh, they just turned the lights out. What the hell?
And now for a more romantic version. I heard what sounded like an alarm, and then the lights went out.
Okay, much better. Does it come? Can you can you run the Windows Experience Index?
No, it does not.
It does not.
That I saw when I was in New Zealand. So if you go into System Settings. On Windows 8, you'll see a link that says, you know, click here to find out your Windows experience score. They're not doing that on Windows RT. And just speculating, I would say it's probably because these things are going to be way more consistent with each other than Windows PCs are, right? So when you go in here, it's, you know, 2 gigs of RAM. It's a 32-bit operating system. It's one of three chipsets. They all perform nearly identically. So this one says it's a Tegra 3 quad-core CPU, 1.3 gigahertz.
About remote desktop.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. Well,
oh, that. That's there cool. That's nice.
Yep. Remote desktop client, right? You
right.
can't host
yeah.
a remote desktop
yeah,
connection.
That makes
but
sense.
This lets you get into your server. You can do VDI over this. You can do remote app, all that stuff.
Now, you were using Skype, but that was on a Windows 8 desktop. Is there a Skype Metro app?
Yeah, actually, the Skype I was using, and actually I'm still using for audio, is in fact a Metro app, and that is available on
Excellent.
For this
Excellent.
Yep.
And there is a front-facing camera on it.
Yeah, there's both front and back.
Camera. What was the one I was going to ask about? There was another weird one like Skype. I'm forgetting now.
Was it an app question?
Oh, about browsers. Other browsers besides Internet Explorer. No.
Yeah, no.
None at all. So Chrome, yeah, Firefox will not run on that.
Although, will there be for sure?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're going to see Metro-style versions of those apps. Chrome is, if you install the latest version of Chrome on Windows 8 today,
yeah.
you actually get, they call it, it's not really a Metro app, but it's kind of like a pseudo-Metro
yeah,
app.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And I think that's their way of just experimenting with how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, they'll have that offering. And so for Windows RT, I would imagine Firefox and Chrome both will be on there.
But no desktop version.
No desktop.
Right.
Paul Thurrott and Mary Jo Foley, they're at the CNET offices just down the road from the Windows 8 launch event, which concluded just a few hours ago in New York City. Then they're going to hop on a plane and come out here for Monday's Windows Phone 8 launch event. Then they're going to go to Seattle for Build and the Build Blagger Blosh.
Blagger
the booga booga do, the Build Blogger Bash, which will be at the Skylane. What is it? The bowling alley there.
Yeah. Lucky Strike.
Lucky Strike Bowling Alley. Yep. By the way, there's a Lucky Strike in Denver as well, so it must be a chain. I noticed.
That's funny.
I wanted to go in there and say, "Are you having the Build Blogger Bash here?" and then after that, they go to Vegas for the Penton Media Windows event. So you guys are going to be crazy.
Yeah, we got one more thing tonight, too. We got a meetup and tweetup tonight in New York where we're going to meet a bunch of fans, other bloggers at Social Bar in New York City starting at 6:30.
Stephen Bank will be there, Bob Stein from ActiveWin.
Tom Warren from The Verge.
Oh, this is a must. So if you're in the Manhattan area, Ed Bott will be there. Good. Yep. Will Paul and Ed be settling their differences in the parking lot?
Yes, we're going to do it mud wrestling style, as men would do.
That's good. That's good. Just make sure you wear pasties. I don't want to be offended by the sight of a nipple at any time.
We're not riding a mechanical bull.
And we have a show title.
Pitswag.
So that is at Social Bar in Manhattan.
Social Bar. 8th Avenue and 48th Street.
What time?
6:30 till 8:30. And then we're going to the Microsoft Store tonight. You can come with us.
Yep. Oh, that's going to be fun. The pop-up store is where? It's in Herald Square?
It's in Times Square.
Times Square.
Yep.
So you'll be there at midnight? Look at that Skype.
Yeah.
Skype is running on the... I hate to admit this, but I'm kind of excited about all this. And I was, I'll confess something.
You're excited.
I want to get a Windows gaming machine, and I was very close to ordering one so I could get it Windows 7. But I'm gathering that that is not your advice, that it'd probably be better to get a Windows 8 machine.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, one thing that is not in the store, not surprisingly, another thing, iTunes, but nobody was really expecting that.
We're not going to see that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's a little
people
long.
Ask. People it's do
an
ask.
Experiment for everybody. Hold your breath. And then wait until iTunes appears.
Well, and I think Microsoft preempted that by offering 6 months free streaming with Zune, too, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe the way to put it would be they knew this was not happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way.
Give you something.
This is Apple's chance to make the break.
Will
you know,
be Spotify or Moog or RDO or any of the other streaming, Rhapsody, any of the other streaming services?
Some of that is in there. I think iHeartRadio is in there already. We can go.
I'd expect that. Tuner Internet Pro. Tune in, Internet Pro. I would expect that.
So,
you were saying that there are at least 1,000 new apps today in the store.
Yeah.
There's a music section. Here you go.
Any surprises? Instagram? I guess not. Facebook's not in there.
Surprises. iHeartRadio's in there. Sorry, we're just looking at music here.
Tune in Radio Pro is very cool for radio as well as
Slacker Radio.
Slacker, excellent. Stitcher?
Must be
Stitcher's got to be in there. There's a Slapdash podcast app that's been there for a little while.
Is Slapdash the name or is it the description of the app?
It's the name of the app. Okay. It's available on Windows Phone.
I thought you were editorializing.
No.
It's a little Slapdash.
It's a little Slapdash.
TuneIn is there, I'm told.
They have Music of India, so we got that going for us.
Still no podcast app.
No, Slapdash is there.
Slapdash. How about Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix is in there.
Hulu Plus.
Twitter?
Yeah, Netflix app is really they rebuilt that. No Twitter, but third-party Twitter clients.
Third-party, yes. There's actually Metro Twit is good, and what? Yeah.
And then Twitter integration is built into the People Hub, much like it is on Windows Phone.
Pandora,
so, Facebook, no, but there's got to be one of these will be a Pandora client because Pandora has APIs. So
right,
you see third-party Pandora clients.
Yeah. Evernote.
Evernote is in there, yep. They just updated, too. There's a new version of Evernote.
Yeah, they were early on Windows Phone as well. They're big, very committed,
yeah,
I think.
I think they've been on Windows 8 for a little while, actually.
Yeah. Encarta? I tried not to laugh when I said that.
How about Nokia? Any Nokia apps? Like Nokia Transit?
Nokia Map?
No.
No Flipboard, I presume.
Oh, this Slacker Radio.
Oh, yeah. There. Yeah.
Now, but Microsoft kind of obvious need for Flipboard. They have a very good news tile, which
they have an amazing news app. Those Bing apps are all actually really beautiful. The travel, sports, news. I'm missing one. Finance.
Pulse.me, isn't that one of theirs?
Pulse is
too?
Good. Pulse is very good. How about Audible? I don't think there's an Audible app there.
No.
But I'm sure they're in process.
No, I mean, right now you're kind of stuck in the backwater of the desktop app on that one. See how my mail's doing today. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty ugly. Well, this is only my personal account.
Here, you take that.
There is a Kindle app, of course, so you can read your Kindle books.
Yes.
Yep, Kindle app. Yeah, I got nothing important. So.
Nook app yet. Isn't that interesting?
That was in the screen. So actually, let's look that one up. It was in the shot they had on screen. So let's see if it's available. Nope, not yet. That's funny. You search for Nook and the Kindle app comes up, curiously.
Mm-hmm.
It will be there. That was in one of the screenshots I got on screen.
Now, Cadman's asking, but I want to clarify this. Mm-hmm. He says, wasn't it announced there'd be a media center add-on in the first 30 days? Was that the case?
Not for RT. So
that's for Windows 8 Pro.
At midnight tonight, Microsoft is going to make available, obviously, Windows 8 for purchase electronically, as well as in stores that are open, I guess. But there are two feature packs that are coming out as well. One is the media center pack. It's actually going to be free through January. So if you want Media Center, you're going to want to grab it right up front. And it will be free. So that's neat. The other one is called the Pro Pack, and that's for people who have the core version, the base version of Windows 8, can upgrade to both Windows 8 Pro and Media Center. And I think that costs $69.99, if I'm not mistaken. It will be available electronically as well. So if you buy a new computer that only has Windows 8 on it, not Windows 8 Pro, you can buy that upgrade electronically and type in your product key and get all the features. Did that answer your question?
Yes. Movie Maker.
o'clock, and then I forget.
How about Movie Maker or any kind of movie editing?
Movie Maker's not on RT. So Movie Maker is part of Windows Essentials, along with Photo Gallery and other stuff. You know, Windows Light, Windows Messenger. Well, those are built in now.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yep.
No, you can't get Movie Maker on RT.
You can't. Huh? Wow.
It's funny. I wonder if you. I don't know how this would work on Windows 8 because I don't have it right in front of me now. But if you were to search for Movie Maker on Windows 8 in the store, it's. Well, maybe I didn't type.
Awkward Swine in our chat room says that the camera app does have some video editing capabilities.
Some video editing? I'm not sure about that.
He's named Awkward Swine for a reason.
It certainly has video recording capabilities. Does it have editing?
What's the security situation with RT? I would guess it would be much more secure and locked down. First of all, you can't sideload apps, right?
Yeah, so the point, one of the many points of the whole Metro environment is security, right? These apps are sandboxed from each other. They're protected from each other and from the OS and vice versa. You can't sideload them. You can't install apps yourself, but you also can't install viruses. We'll see how that holds up in the real world. But as of right now, you know, there are no exploits that target Metro, so we'll see if that changes.
You are going to be able to sideload
business apps on Windows RT, I believe.
Using
right?
some sort of like GP edit.
So,
yeah.
Windows in.
Yep. Yeah. We're talking to Paul Thurrott, Mary Jo Foley. It is a big day, Windows 8 day. Lots more to come. They're going to be at the social bar this evening for a tweet up. Then at midnight, the pop-up store at Times Square, if you want to stalk them. And, of course, we'll be back Monday with we'll figure out a way to get you on maybe on TNT with coverage of the Windows Phone 8 launch from San Francisco, just up the road a piece. We've been talking about Windows RT, but there is, of course, more to talk about from the event itself, including a lot of laptops, tablets from other companies.
Yep.
So let's talk about those when we come back.
Okay.
And somebody said he was able to download Windows 8 today. I don't know if that's the final version.
I think people have glitched it to get in, because I was able to download Media Center before they closed it. I think it might have been opened by mistake.
I do, too, because I had about two or three people in my Twitter stream saying they got it.
I just clicked it. It says coming soon.
And wait for tomorrow,
yeah,
so.
It says coming soon right now on the website. So I did click the link. It's going to be $40, which is a great deal.
It is.
Let me ask you, though, upgrade-wise, what do I need? Do I have to be running a copy of Windows 7 to do the upgrade?
So that's the million-dollar question, right? Remember 3 years ago when Windows 7 launched, the big question was, will Windows 7 Upgrade Edition support clean installs out of the box? And the implication ahead of time was that it would, but then the reality was that it would not. And so I don't want to say this time because, you know, what happened last time. My guess is that, well, first of all, to buy it electronically, obviously you need to be running some operating system. So presumably from a Mac, you could log into your account, go to the Microsoft Store or wherever, buy it electronically, get your product key. And then if you're on a Mac, you can't run setup, so there's no way to create any of the media. If you're on some version of Windows, you can actually start running through setup and use it to create install media, meaning a DVD or a USB media that you would then use to install the product either on that computer or on a different computer, perhaps, right? That would be up to you. So it's the possibilities are, A, that, yes, you would have to do it from a previous version of Windows, in which case during the upgrade process, and you would, you know, they have choices. What do you want to upgrade? Nothing. And that would give you the clean install, right? But it is possible that when you create that media, you could boot your computer with it, do a clean install that way, and it would just work. But, you know, based on the way things went last time, I'm thinking you might have a problem that it wouldn't activate and that we'll have to go through that same little circus of horrors that we did 3 years ago where you have to figure out how do we get a product like that activated. And there will be ways, as there are now, you know, Windows 7. So I guess what I would tell people is if you can wait 24 hours, when I get home tomorrow from New York, I'm going to be doing exactly this on multiple machines to make sure I know exactly how it works. I can only guess right now because we don't have it And I asked Microsoft and they laughed in my face. And you know, I wanted to get it early. I mean, God forbid we let people know what's going on. So
that'll be one of the first things you try when you.
It is. Yeah. Yes. Now, the two big things for me were obviously RT and then that. Those are the big question marks. That thing is freaking again. So we're about to. Oh, it's like we're not moving enough.
You got to move more. Yeah.
You know, my fuel band tells me the same thing. You don't move.
Goal. You got to set your goal lower, Paul. One fuel point and you're going to win every day.
I'm going to sit here like this for the rest of the show.
I see somebody asking turn by turn and GPS. No GPS, right?
No true turn by turn.
No actually, hardware. So, no GPS hardware.
So
I was just playing with the maps
Windows
there.
8. And presumably RT does support GPS sensors, right? So does this machine have GPS?
I don't think it does.
The question is, does Surface? Because somebody else could put it in another machine. Yeah.
So actually, we can look because there is a device manager.
Sure.
And there'll be a sensor thing in here.
There'll be local,
sensors.
Location.
So we have an HID sensor, simple device orientation sensor, Windows location provider. That's not GPS, right? That gets your position through Wi-Fi.
Right. How about...
Has one.
How about accessibility? Looking.
Yeah, so I'll look to make sure this is true, but I believe it's going to be exactly the same as
narrator, what magnifier, and
so they have all these. Yeah, so high contrast mode. It's the same stuff. And then if we go to what is it? Start menu, all apps. There should be a ease of magnifier, narrator, on-screen keyboard, Windows speech recognition.
Okay.
So
no narrator though.
No narrator. It's exactly the same.
Oh, it is the same. Thing. Okay, all right. Now, good question from MSI Speed in the chat room. Windows 8 RT is a fail because why not just wait 3 months and get Windows 8 Pro? What do you gain by getting RT?
You get it now.
3 months.
It's significantly cheaper. I think we both are guessing $999 as opposed to $499.
Half the price. Better battery life.
Maybe. I you know, honestly, I'm going to be just really disappointed if the Pro version doesn't get 8 hours of battery life. Personally, but we'll see. I mean,
and lighter. I mean, this thing is lighter. It doesn't have a fan.
It's lighter, and yes, it is completely fanless. So I don't know. We don't know. So the Pro version, it's not based on that Clover Trail. So it will have a fan. It has to. It's an Ivy Bridge, right? Yeah, Ivy Bridge processor. So it's going to have a fan. So there you go. This thing is utterly silent.
Yeah.
To stand by in this and not they have like an equivalent
Windows 8. I was impressed in the keynote they were able to get it to, you know, start up within just a few seconds from sleep and what's interesting is something that nothing else will do. It would get the Wi-Fi signal back within a second or two. They'd be right online.
I've actually seen it do that, by the way, but that's what they said.
That's what they said.
Connect and Standby is available on x86 too, but you have to have Clover Trail.
Okay.
So you're not gonna get the Pro.
Oh, yep. Those are not Clover Trail devices.
No.
Interesting.
No, they're higher end. They're pretty beefy i5.
Not chip. Surface, yeah. And we did already say Tourniquet. WordPad is there, as is Notepad.
WordPad, but
Notepad for sure.
I think you said WordPad, didn't you?
Say WordPad, but I don't.
Notepad.
Just Notepad, no WordPad.
WordPad's not.
But you got Word. What do you need WordPad for? You got the whole Word.
That's a good point.
Is Word, is Office on Surface RT pretty much full Office, or is it some stripped down Office 365 crap?
Full Office. There's been a lot of kvetching about it. It's home and student version for one thing. Mm-hmm. So there are certain features in RT you're just not going to get. I think like macro creation or something. I mean, honestly, the way I use Office, I'm never going to run into any of these little limitations.
Does it have version tracker?
I use Office.
I barely use Office.
Version tracker?
Version what?
Version tracking.
In Word.
Yeah. Let's look. It's things like that people do use. Maybe Mail Merge. I don't know. Mail Merge doesn't make sense on a tablet.
Yeah, it has...
How do you print from that thing?
Yeah, so this is another thing I got to test. So here's how it works. There are certain classes of devices... Printers, external storage, keyboards, mice, I think cameras, that Microsoft has preloaded what they call class drivers. And what that means is it provides basic functionality. So in the case of a printer, you plug it in, it would print. If you plug in a keyboard, it will type. If you plug in a mouse, it will mouse, you know, whatever. It works exactly the same way in Windows 8. The differences in Windows 8 is the class driver is there so it works immediately. So if you plug in a mouse and you wiggle it, it immediately works. Mm-hmm. It works. But in the background, it's looking at Windows Update and saying, okay, you have a Microsoft Explorer mouse, Blue Track. That means you need this kind of software. It's going to download it in the background. And then you're going to get this little pop-up that says, hey, did you want to install the software? And you say yes. And then you get the full software suite that goes along with it. So on Windows RT, that's not going to happen in the beginning because there will be no drivers written specifically for Windows RT in that fashion. Same thing with printing. You know, if you buy a printer, like an inkjet printer, you get those little utilities that show you how much ink is in every well, and you know, you can fine-tune the output and all that stuff. You'll get basic controls in RT. It will mostly always print, but the advanced stuff may not be there. I think over time, it's going to get better because those companies are going to start releasing drivers that are designed for this system. But I need to test it. I shouldn't say, but my guess is that it works pretty well. I think the device compatibility thing is going to be pretty good.
Devices. 421,000
Windows RT. Yep. And the way I described it on Twitter was just not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just not everything in yours, yeah. Right?
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything here to test it with. If I were going to plug in a USB memory key, that would just work immediately. Here we go. Here's a mouse. Well, I know this already does.
But, you know, that's mice. There is a mouse class driver that works with basically with all mice. There's a keyboard. The class drivers work with most human interface devices, but printers really do need unique drivers. That doesn't surprise me. There's no class driver for printers.
Well, there is in RT.
Yeah, but I mean, it's got to be a very. I mean, that's where I think it probably does go to update and say, "Wait a minute, what is this?"
I'm writing.
Why is that backwards?
I don't know why that's. No, you're here.
So anyway. I plugged in a mouse and it just worked.
Yep, it's working.
Excites anybody?
Yay!
It works. Okay. So you can use a mouse. That's kind of nice. That's handy. Where do you plug it in, though?
It's a USB port.
Yeah.
So it's like a normal USB port?
It's USB 2 because it's ARM. And ARM
but it's a standard. It's not micro. It's not mini. It's a standard USB port.
Yeah.
Oh, that's handy.
So if you have an external hard drive, a memory key, a mouse, or a keyboard, it works with Bluetooth, too. So if you have those kinds of devices,
that's
stuff
very
works.
Handy.
You know what won't work is if you plug in a Windows phone and you need to do anything with that. That's not going to do anything until Windows Phone 8 comes out.
What about email? I know there's no Outlook. That's one of the complaints people have. Is there a Windows Live Mail app? Is there an app or do I just have to use web-based mail?
No, it comes with a Metro-style mail app.
There is
an Exchange Anderson client. Okay. It works a lot like, the Windows Phone mail app without a unified inbox. Yep.
But it does not have a unified inbox.
Yeah, no. You got to think that's coming, but
you gotta.
Yeah.
How about SkyDrive? SkyDrive acts a little differently on Windows RT.
Yeah, so SkyDrive and Windows RT is a mobile app, and in other words, if you ever install the SkyDrive app on the iPhone or on Android or Windows Phone, you know that what it does is it gives you a live peek at your SkyDrive. So you're online, it works. But if you were offline and you tried to run this app, it would not connect to anything. It wouldn't work at all. That's very different than Windows 8, although Windows 8 has the same app. But on Windows 8, you also have the option of installing the desktop application, and that's the one that builds in the cloud to PC sync capabilities. And so you can sync all of your SkyDrive folders down to your PC as well. So this one, it's a mobile app. MetroApp's a mobile app. So it's a live view at your data. There's no syncing capabilities. It's just a view, and so you can... No one can see what I'm doing, but as you navigate around SkyDrive, it just goes into...
It's like a collection of photos, right?
Folders, whatever. It's a...
Music go there too, right?
So SkyDrive doesn't... You can.
It's going to be later, right?
Supposedly. Yeah, it doesn't have native understanding of what music is. It natively...
Neither do I.
Well, no, in other words, you can put anything you want in it. But SkyDrive understands various document types, obviously Word docs, PDFs, et cetera. It understands all of the image formats. And that's about it. That's right now. It's documents and pictures. That's what
this is. That was that whole codec thing we were talking about too, right? Limited codec, playback, and all that.
Another thing I sort of have to
look into is that codec.
Right. So I have various, I rip DVDs, movies of different kinds. So you have to think that, you know, MP4 and H264, WMV is all going to work. If I had a Windows Media Center recorded TV program, would that work? I would expect it to, but I don't know. I know Microsoft published at some point a listing of the formats that support it. And we just need to kind of test it. I don't really know for sure yet, so.
So there is no tutorial built in, is there? Well,
there was that little video at the beginning.
I thought there was going to be more than that.
Too. The way he described it,
I thought there was going to be more.
Because yesterday I got to see some of the new Dells that are coming, the XPSs, and every new Dell that has Windows 8 on it comes with a bunch of video tutorials built in on how to use Windows 8, and they're really good, actually.
Maybe that's the
point. They're relying on the PC makers too.
They are the OEM, right? So they should put some of their own tutorials too. I think
that's right.
Judgmental of you.
What's in that little booklet though that came with it? Is that like?
Yeah, let's read the manual.
The other thing.
You mean the little thing?
That little thing that came in the back.
It's like a card, like you get in the back of the seat of an airplane. In case of fire, put your head between your legs. That kind of thing.
Like that, I doubt this is like a tutorial, but let's see.
It looks like a in case of fire.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Wait, it is. Is it?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, well, it might be the safety. They do have to put a safety pamphlet in.
And
an FCC.
No. This is not it.
Let's just say they're keeping book writers in business.
Yeah. Well, that's good news. When's the Windows RT Secrets coming out?
Probably never, Leo.
What's wrong with you, Paul? Big opportunity here.
Yeah.
He sounds skeptical. We're going to take a break. Paul Thurrott, Mary Jo Foley, live from New York City, where they've just completed a four-hour marathon. 4 hours of Sanofsky and company.
Thursday.
And you can watch all this online. They've still got the online feed if you want to go back and watch the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But Paul and Mary Jo went, so you don't have to. That was awful nice of them. Our show today brought to you by Carbonite.com. There's no Carbonite for Windows RT yet, but you can back up your Windows machine. You can back up your Mac machine. And I presume, now that's an interesting question. Is there a way, what do you do to back it up? You're not hooking it up to a computer?
So this is a bit of a complex topic, but with Windows 8 and thus with Windows RT, Microsoft has architected a completely different way of handling PC recovery. And I would say that you don't back it up in the traditional way that you would back up a PC. It's not really a PC. And so this thing can recover itself. If you think about what Windows RT, which is basically Windows 8 minus the desktop, that's everything that's covered by PC reset and PC refresh. And if you use that in combination with SkyDrive you can't use SkyDrive. So, but it does recover.
Yeah, where's your data stored? Is it stored in the cloud?
No, it can be, but you can, of course, you can have data on the storage just like you do in Windows. It has file
32 gigs. Yeah. But so that I need to back up.
You can't, Leo.
Microsoft has a new strategy. You can't.
I suspect that SkyDrive will be extended for that very purpose. There's automatic sync that's occurring of a lot of stuff, but on RT, not all stuff. Mm-hmm. So the one missing piece is that document, data sync, right, that you get in Windows 8 that you can't do in Windows RT. I have to think that's coming eventually.
That seems...
We've loaded a game on this, so
play the game. I got to do a commercial for Carbonite. Boy, maybe this would be a good time to tell people at Carbonite to write something for Metro quick, because I'm sorry, I can't use a computer I can't back up. Not for anything serious. Backup is so important. I mean, look, what have you got in a hard drive on your desktop right now or your laptop? You've got stuff that you don't want to lose, financial records, pictures, so you're backing it up, I hope. And if you are, I hope you're doing it right. So what does that mean to me? Well, it's not just me. Ask Peter Krogh, the guy who wrote the Digital Asset Management book and wrote a great
create a great website, bestflow.org for photographers and others. And he's got a whole section on his 3-2-1 backup. And I just totally agree with this. He says a good backup system, if you're a photographer, let's say you just took a wedding photos. Now, you've got something so precious. They're not going to stage that wedding again so that you can get the pictures again. And you do not want the bride coming to your house saying, where are my pictures? So here's the deal. 3-2-1. Three copies of everything. That could be original and two backups. That's fine. But three copies. Not two, not one. Three. Two different forms of media. So maybe a hard drive and, in the cloud. And one of them has to be offsite. One of them has to be offsite. And that's because if there's a fire or a flood, if your studio bursts into flames, you can't, if the backup's sitting right next to it, there's not a backup. So this is where Carbonite's so great. Automatic, you don't have to think about it. Continuous backup whenever you're online to the cloud where it's safe. You can get to it anytime. Log onto your Carbonite account on any computer. Use their free smartphone or tablet apps. There's your stuff. So it's cloud storage. And when disaster strikes, and eventually everybody has a data loss problem, whether it's a hard drive that goes bad or a laptop left behind at the airport, you can always log into your Carbonite account and restore like that. That's the beauty of it. It's always backed up. Great peace of mind. Best of all, $59 a year for a computer, everything on a computer, less than $5 a month. Try it free for 2 weeks, carbonite.com. Use our offer code, Windows, to use it free. If you decide, you don't need a credit card, just carbonite.com and the offer code Windows. If you decide to buy, you'll get 14 months for the price of 12. You got to back it up to get it back. Do it right with Carbonite. And I would say, Paul and Mary Jo, I would submit that is a something people need to know, that you can write a document, a word processing document on your RT tablet that is not saved.
Mm. Well, okay, actually.
And I guess if you were on a – you can move your mic down, by the way, Paul.
Well, so actually, let me point out one of the things. You brought up something that just triggered a memory. Office 2013, even if you don't have SkyDrive installed on your computer like you would on a desktop computer, actually can work live with SkyDrive-based documents. In fact, does that by default.
Okay.
So even on Windows RT,
iPad apps work, is you save to the you save to the cloud. Okay.
Now, the problem I have with that is it's not a system-wide thing. It's an app-by-app thing on RT. So if, for example, on Windows 8, if you installed Office 2010 instead of the newest version of Office, you could still be saving it to SkyDrive. It wouldn't know because you integrated it with the file system.
Right.
You know, in Windows RT, you have to use that app. That said, there's no alternative. You can't install OpenOffice or something. So actually, those documents that you would be creating with the built-in Office suite typically will be saved to SkyDrive automatically anyway as a feature of Office.
Got it.
Which is a feature of the operating system and is thus sort of a feature of Windows.
So you are backed up. You don't have to. In fact, you don't have to think about it.
Much backed up. It's like it's off-site.
You're saving it not on the tablet. If you lose the tablet, you do not lose your documents.
The truth is I've never used Office in this fashion. I always install the SkyDrive application, the desktop app on my computer. So I'll need to play with that and see what happens. In fact, actually, I can play with it right now. Because I am logged in, if I go into Word and I say, and let's see if it is logged me in. So now, so I'm logged into Hotmail. And so it's funny, the stuff that's coming up over here is not on this computer. So these are documents that I've worked on recently. So for example, I've got a part of my Windows 8 review that is coming soon about business features. And so when I load this, it's not loading it off the drive. It's loading it from SkyDrive. It's taken a while, but let me see if it comes in. Yeah, okay. Actually, that's the chapter from the book. So, but whatever. And the point is, it's a Word document that's in SkyDrive. So,
is that through Office Web Apps that's happening, or through just basic?
It's a
Office
feature of.
It's through Office.
Office 2013. Right. Yeah, it's something I sort of have. I know it exists, but because I explicitly install the SkyDrive app, the desktop app, I never think about it. Mm-hmm. But it is a feature of Office 2013.
And in fact, that would be a great benefit because you could work on a document on your desktop. It would then appear to be available on your RT tablet. When you make changes, it would go right back and your desktop would have the latest version, right?
Okay. The question is this, though. Obviously, I can use Word when I'm offline. What if I'm on a plane and I have a Windows RT device? And now what I want to do is access that document I just loaded, but I'm on the plane. Would that work?
No.
I mean, is that now cached locally?
But one wouldn't expect that. I mean, that's okay, but that's asking a lot of any computer.
I guess. I just don't know the answer.
You're, in the,
I,
you're flying at 35,000 feet in the air.
The other is that Mary Jo uses Notepad. Notepad does not have SkyDrive integration.
Right.
So because you cannot install the SkyDrive application and thus get that syncing thing going, she is only saving text files, in this case, to the local storage. If her computer dies or gets stolen, those things are lost.
Would you? Would that make you nervous, Mary Jo? Would you write your column on a Windows RT device?
Yeah, I still would, I think. If I was worried about if it was something longer, I'd probably just save it into SkyDrive, right?
How would you do that? You couldn't do it from Notepad. That's the problem.
I mean, you couldn't do it automatically, but I could copy it.
Yeah,
and put
it's kind of ponderous, but yeah, you could do that.
So there is the capability of, because there is a file system. See, my mind is polluted because I've been using an iPad, which has no file system.
I could not have said that better myself.
There is a file system on this, so I can. Now, how does one do that? Do you drag files with your little
finger? How does one do what?
Copy files. Do you drag them?
To
anywhere.
It's exactly like Windows 8. There's a file explorer, drag and drop.
It's just all mousey.
It's all exactly the same. Yeah. Copy and paste, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, you have a keyboard. Do you have to have a keyboard? How well would this work without a keyboard?
Actually, it would work fine. So it's not going to be easy or even possible to show you. But when you're not connected to the keyboard, and you it may not do it for desktop, but they have a software keyboard that is
of course,
identical to the one in Windows 8. I will.
It doesn't come up automatically. You have to make it.
Yeah,
come
so
up.
I don't know if you can see this.
Got it.
It's just
and that's perfectly nice. Okay. And that, does it have a trackpad? I mean, how does...
No, but when you're...
Because you have touch. Right, you
don't need it.
You don't need a pointer.
And it's got kind of nice mode, so it's got... I don't know how well you can see this, but if you can kind of imagine you're holding it on either side... Sorry.
It's got the thumb typing feature. Yeah.
Yep.
That's an option, I presume? Yep. Yeah. Some people don't like that.
Right. I mean, but it's there if you want it.
Right. Yep. You know, they do have, I mean, I have to say, they do have an advantage because a lot of these problems have been solved on other platforms, and they can
well,
look to
those. Well, to be fair to Microsoft, I mean, these problems were actually solved on Windows a long time ago.
Ages
as well.
Ago, right.
Yeah.
They are not new to the tablet world, God knows.
Yeah. No.
God and Bill Gates know. Did you see the Bill Gates video?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I don't appreciate the fact that he called Windows Phone 8 Windows 8 Phone a couple of times.
I thought that was kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
Him and Samsung.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's definitely not the official name.
Speaking of, so we did finally get a chance to see these other devices. We haven't talked about this too much. It's funny because we did mention the fact that a lot of the Windows RT devices were very similar. So there was an Asus tablet. There was a Samsung tablet. They look the same. Yep. You know, they look, you know. Yep. I think it was on Twitter today. I said something to the effect of, like, look, these things look like iPads. There's no way around it. If you have a slate device that is of a certain size, it's got a black bezel on it.
I mean, I think if you took the keyboard off this looks pretty much the same, too.
I think that people are going to use these things in coffee shops, and no one is ever going to look twice because everyone will assume this is an iPad. You know, it looks like an iPad. This is no way around it. It doesn't come in white, but you know, and the little window button thing is on the horizontal plane.
You're gonna notice that.
Yeah, but the RT devices all look the same. There were some crazily different, Intel type Windows 8 devices.
The Yoga was there. That
I like the Yoga. Close. That's cool. Yeah.
Yep.
I have to say, yeah, in person, the Lenovo devices, which include the Yoga, which is an IdeaPad, and then the ThinkPad Twist, which is the kind of I think that one was the ThinkPad Edge type machine with the screen uses a traditional tablet PC style swivel. They were all not ultrabook thin, but thinner than I thought they were going to be. You know, having used ThinkPad Edge, having used some IdeaPads like the U series, you have sort of an idea of how thick those things may be.
The Lenovo also looks fairly small.
So there's an 11-inch version of the IdeaPad, which
cute.
Is a very nice little machine.
Yeah.
And then there was a...
I
don't know. The thing just died on.
Oh, we ran out of power.
Oh, did we?
Yep.
All right. Well, we're done with this.
There you go. So we now know how long the charge on the Surface RT...
It wasn't very...
It wasn't fully charged. Yeah. Okay.
So those, yeah, those were thinner than I thought they were going to be.
And
the Lenovos were all very nice looking. I got to see an ATIV, Samsung ATIV, which was nice.
You know what was really nice too? The Dell All-in-One.
Yeah, the big, the 27
thing,
inch.
I love that.
Wow.
If I could fit that in my apartment, that would be super awesome. It's a little big for my small space. But,
but it's your TV. I know you don't watch TV because you've got people jumping off the building. But
you know, it's obviously it's a touchscreen, 10-point touchscreen, but you can take the screen.
Oh, the XPS One is a touchscreen?
Yeah, you pull it down toward you. It's on the it's on an arm that you can get down so you can kind of
flat almost.
Because I reviewed the Windows 7 version of that. I was very impressed. It was just a really nice.
This one is
Now add touch, and that's pretty sexy. Yeah, what do you say, though, people who say, oh, no, you're never going to want to touch a desktop because your arm gets tired?
You're wrong.
That's not actually – I don't think of that as, like, a true desktop. Like I think the part I have trouble with touching is, like, my laptop if it's out here and I have to reach out to that. I don't buy that.
Well,
it's a big screen. I do.
I think the problem is people imagine it as all or nothing.
Right.
In other words, you're putting touch on this laptop. I'm never going to touch my laptop. I have a keyboard and mouse. Okay. You are going to use keyboard and mouse most of the time, but you know what? Sometimes you're going to touch the screen. I think I just said this, didn't I? That I was touching this by mistake all the time this past
Happens
week.
Happens to me all the time.
Yeah. And it's...
Because I use an iPad enough now, and frankly, even a smartphone is all touch, that you just get used to touching things.
I was in a meeting this morning taking notes, and I wanted to go up in the notes.
Yeah.
And I reached out to, you know, to scroll it, which is very intuitive with your finger. And doesn't work because it doesn't have a touch sensor on it, you know.
It's funny because I never do that, even though I use an iPad and a phone, mm-hmm. and I never reach out to use my laptop ever. Like, I don't want to do
that.
That's
interesting.
I do. But the point is, it's there, and I don't. And it isn't that you're going to be, like, always reaching your arm out.
Yeah.
You're going to be typing, typing, mousing, and then occasionally touch stuff.
Massive triceps.
I've been taking Pilates for 7 months preparing for Windows 8. I'm ready.
Do anything for my hammies?
Only if you're using your feet to touch the screen. This was always my position that Windows 8 is going to require dedicated hardware, and touch is one of those things. Also, a keyboard with charms on it, or charms key.
Yeah.
On it.
Do you mind plugging this in?
So you're going to charge this sucker, huh?
It didn't look like it was going to run out of power, so I'm hoping it's dead.
I thought it was.
You're hoping it's dead?
And not just broken.
It's a little early to hope it's dead. Just came out.
There.
That created quite a buzz on the audio.
That was what did? The plugging
when you
in.
When you plug that in, yeah. There's a large hum on the audio now. Can you move it away from whatever your cables are?
Are you saying it's still doing it?
No, it's okay now.
Okay. Hmm. Sorry.
What was that?
Well, I think the transformer was, or the something was a little close to the
cords.
Yeah, just don't overlap them.
No. Here it is again.
Is it dead yet?
No. I wonder why it just shut down like that, though. That was weird.
Windows 8. It's not dead yet.
One setting.
We have our title.
So let's talk about the Windows 8, the desktop, the pro version. And we saw we talked about some of the form factors. All of those are available now, right? It's only Windows 8 Pro Surface that won't be available for 3 months.
Yeah, Surface won't be available until, I think, January?
January, probably.
It's weird they've never said it again.
Right, they said 90 days after this one, so that would put it in January.
But
so
they said that a while ago. And
they did.
But listen, we have gotten to know these people very well, and this is how they would respond to a question about this. They would say, we already answered that question.
Don't you remember?
On the day in June that we introduced this, we said that the Surface Pro would be available 90 days after the other one. This story has not changed, thus we do not need to mention this again. Why are you bothering us with this frivolous question?
They might as well say, what's your damage, Therat?
That's almost exactly the response I get to those questions. So I'm doing my imitation of the response I get when I ask them questions. So I'm 90 days. So if you were to count 90 days from now, the Surface Pro will be available on that day or probably a few days earlier because they like to exceed expectations. And you're not allowed to do work.
Would you wait?
CES be excellent?
Oh, yeah. January 8th. Yeah.
Right. They're not at CES this year. That's right.
It doesn't mean they won't be in Vegas that week.
So would you wait for Surface Pro?
See, this is a tough one because there is an analogous x86 version of ARM called Clover Trail. which I think people who are interested in Surface today should look at. I don't have one, so I can't tell you how it performs, but I'm curious about it. And then the Pro and the other, you know, Ivy Bridge type machines are a third choice. And each of these has some compromise associated with it. You know, when you go Ivory Bridge, you're going to get much better performance. Are you going to get less battery life? Are you going to get a fan? Probably. You know, so these are trade-offs. Right. You need to – I can't tell you, you know, you should do this. But you need to think about what's important to you. And I think we talked about this last week. A lot of people who think that an RT is going to be okay really want to be serious about evaluating that because – you know, the first one that doesn't work, you're done. I mean, there's no way around it not working with Outlook or it not working with the SkyDrive application or Carbonite or whatever it is that's important to you.
That list of things that are supported will change, right? By January, what will work with Surface RT
it's
will be a lot
all of those things be fixed by January so we have more to worry about.
Exactly.
Well, I know there's one person we haven't heard from that you've all been really curious what their reaction would be. Apple has responded.
Yes. I'm kidding. Are you serious?
Yeah. The fourth quarter conference call was today. Tim Cook was asked if he had any thoughts on the new Surface tablet. He said he hadn't played with one himself yet, but what we're reading about it is that it's a fairly compromised, confusing product. I suppose you could design a car that flies and floats.
He's still doing these?
Yeah.
I suppose.
But I don't think it would do any of these things very well. On the other hand, he feels Apple made hard trade-offs to decide what an iPad should be. I think people, when they look at the offerings, will really want an iPad. That's just, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, no, of course.
It's reasonable.
Yeah, it is.
It's his product. I would say that.
I will say this. I mean, he's mixing his metaphors here again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People who say almost the exact same metaphor are probably senile. And I come at this many times. So, you know, it takes one to know one is all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm just saying I've looked at the Surface tablet, and I think when it comes down to it, people are going to really want to watch Twitch shows more.
I'm not saying you're insane. I'm saying you remind me. Of me. That's funny. So he actually said,
well,
that.
It's interesting. This is the new Apple. They respond to competitors in a much more direct way than they did in the past. It's odd.
That's by the way, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
And it maybe shows a little more fear, frankly.
Well,
yeah. I kind of think so.
Pragmatically. Yeah. I mean, you know, Microsoft used to ignore the Apple thing for years and years.
And you said it was a mistake.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? You know, there's an elephant in the room. Are we going to address this? Right. Or are we just going to get trampled by it or whatever? Yeah. But, they ignored Apple, you know publicly for years and years. Big mistake.
Yeah. Anything more to say? What else would you like to say about this all?
I wish we got skateboards as our swag
today.
Well, by
the way, this is convertible into a skateboard very easily, apparently. So,
did you hear about that, Leo?
No, what happened?
One of the things that Steven Sanofsky's been showing off is to prove how solid the Surface is, that he got some wheels attached to one, he's been skateboarding around in Redmond. Yeah, so he brought the skateboard, and everybody thought, oh, he's going to skateboard during the launch today, and he held it up, and he looked like he was going to do it, but he didn't.
That would have been awesome.
I just want to see Steven Sanofsky put a helmet on that bald pate.
Oh, There's a photo of it.
Look out on the web. There's a picture of him.
It's a little blurry. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I don't know. First of all, I think attaching trucks to a Surface tablet probably compromises it more than standing on it does.
Yeah, probably.
That is the funniest
thing. But the point
is,
it's really solid, guys.
Especially that guy. He's going to weigh like 98 pounds soaking wet.
I like it. He's wearing Vans, so at least he's got the proper dress for the...
He did tell us today he likes skateboarding. Did you hear that?
I refuse to believe that.
He looks like he could be a skater. Yeah. That's so bizarre.
Yeah. We all at the end kind of thought we were going to get Surfaces to all take home because they ended the Surface event.
It was so awful.
They ended it, and we all started leaving, and all of a sudden they said, oh, wait, there's one more thing.
Oh! That gets the journalist's heart a pit-a-patting.
I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like, We have 300 surfaces outside that you can all play with
for a couple hours.
For a couple hours, and you need to leave.
That was it. that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just too bad. Just too bad.
So, bottom line, there's lots of choices for Windows 8 RT and Windows 8 Pro. Paul, if money were no object, which was what's the RT device of choices?
No, money is no object. So what I'm going to pick it? No, I don't know. I have to. I have a few machines I'm going to evaluate. I've got a Yoga coming, a 13-inch Yoga. I've got the Iconia Tab W700, which by the way was a slightly different machine than I thought it was. So maybe the one I saw in New Zealand was a different machine, but I've got that one coming. Obviously, I've got the Surface here. I think that's it. No, so that's and I think that's kind of representative of what's out there. Like I said, I don't think you can say this is the one. It's right. Really depends on your needs. I use what is right now the only 15-inch Ultrabook on the market, and for me, it's kind of perfect. I do kind of wish it had touch, by the way, but it's right. You know, Mary Jo uses the machine that you know at the time was right for her, and hopefully still is right for her. You know, everyone has different needs. I don't know that we can pick one, right? But I think there's going to be a bunch of machines.
I'd say, though, if I was going to pick any machine running Windows RT right now, I would pick the Surface RT.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I would, because I think it's the one that's the most unique. And I love that a keyboard is integral.
And actually, to tie it back to what you just said about what Tim Cook.
Now, come on.
I do think is accurate. He said that Apple made the hard decisions and hard trade-offs, right, and came up with this product. That is the Surface. It is the Surface. There's only one USB port. There's no NFC. There's no GPS.
Right. There is NFC, I thought. There's no NFC?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It supports it. It's not on the Surface.
Got it.
What was the other big thing that was missing?
GPS? GPS?
Broadband internet. There's no...
3G or 4G, yeah.
So even as an option, right? So... For some people, one of those things might be a deal breaker, you know. But in keeping with the Apple way of doing things, they made those trade-offs. Yeah. And I think they would say the same thing that Tim Cook said, which is just like, look, we made those decisions for the overall user experience. You can, you know, sort of complain about this little thing's not here and this isn't there. But the overall package is beautifully designed, you know, really well designed.
And I don't think you can say that Microsoft in any way was anything less than 100% gutsy. To make this move. And now, Paul, do you stick with your previous suggestion that Windows 8 really is designed for touch, for tablet? That it really is about the RT, not about the Pro?
This is the future. This is the future. And if you want the pure version, the more futuristic version, I guess, RT is it. As with anything future tech, it's lacking in some ways today because for very pragmatic reasons. I use Quicken or I use Outlook or whatever that desktop application is that you cannot run on RT. As Mary Jo said, those things are going to be solved over time. So it is important for people to remember that this Metro environment, that's Windows. That is the future of Windows,
yep.
Not the desktop.
I'm actually not tempted now. I was thinking when I first saw these that the Pro was the one I wanted, and I'm very excited about the RT. You got the basic functionality that you need. The issue will be, of course, what further apps are added. But I don't feel like once you get – it was smart of Microsoft to make Office part of the package because it really comes very, very capable. It's a very capable machine out of the box.
Right, because their whole conjecture is – It's a machine for work and play. They keep saying that it's not just a consumption device, and it's also not just a device to use for fun, right? It's for fun, but it's also for work, and they keep stressing that.
It's a toaster and a baseball bat,
car.
And to quote Ed Bott's tweet earlier, hey, I just got this really great flying car, but it doesn't fly that well. Should I throw it out?
I thought you were quoting his post that says, ladies and gentlemen, I need a drink. Meet me at the social bar in New York City in 30 minutes.
That's where you'll see Mary Jo and Paul next. It's the social bar in New York City. Tell me again where that is.
On 8th Avenue between 48th and 49th, right near the Microsoft Times Square pop-up store. Opens
perfect.
Tonight.
So you can get a little heated and then toddle over to the pop-up store and buy 12 RTs.
12? I thought I said two. All right. Very good. Have a great meetup at the social bar. Everybody's invited. Yes, what time?
6:30, second floor. Come on up.
30 minutes from now.
Yes.
In 30 minutes. So run. Do not walk. Run.
We're going to
make it.
Okay.
Okay. No, they're going to make it because they've got a flying car. Right outside.
I hook wheels in a sucker.
Skateboard over.
Or whatever that kid's
name. All right. Hey, Paul Throop, Mary Jo Foley, thank you so much. I know it's been a very long day. Great job. Very excited. We'll talk again the next week on Windows Weekly.
Great.
Take care, everybody.